From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Minnesota's northern forests are expected to look vastly different a century from now due to a warming climate. That's the finding of a major new study headed by the U.S. Forest Service Northern Research Station and released this week by John Myers in the Duluth News Tribune. The study took an in-depth look at some 23.5 million acres of forest across northern Minnesota and describes both the effects of climate change, past and future. The findings show trees already in the southern end of their range will do poorly, including balsam fir, aspen, white spruce, and tamarack. Tree species at the northern edge of their range will do better, including basswood, black cherry, white pine, red maple, sugar maple, and white oak. The 240-page report predicts temperature increases will lead to longer growing seasons in northern Minnesota, the number of heavy precipitation events will continue to increase, and impacts from flooding and soil erosion may become more damaging. Also, forests may experience more drought stress during the growing season, as well as increased risk of forest fires and an increase in forest pests and invasive species. The Nature Conservancy concludes evidence shows the climate is changing much faster than ever before and that tree species on their own can't migrate or adapt fast enough to catch up. To that end, the Conservancy for the past two summers has been planting 2,000 acres in northeastern Minnesota with red oak, bur oak, and white pine seedlings, native species known to better handle warmer temperatures. The report's authors say the findings can help forest managers plot the state's forest of the future rather than let chance rule the transition. The Rainy River along the U.S.-Canadian border west of International Falls reached its highest level on record Sunday as more rain fell and residents along the river and lakes upstream continued sandbagging efforts into the week to keep the rising water at bay. According to a report in the Duluth News Tribune, Adam Claybundy, fire chief in the small community of Loman, and his crew were up around the clock all weekend last, pumping water and working with dozens of volunteers to stack sandbags to protect the hall and nearby buildings. Claybundy estimated that water was running 3 feet deep across the highway at two locations in Loman, about 20 miles west of International Falls. Sandbagging efforts also were underway at homes in Pelland along the river between International Falls and Loman. The vast Rainy River Basin, which includes Rainy Lake, Lake Cabotogama, and other large lakes, has had to handle heavy spring snowmelt and now several weeks of heavy rain. All of that water, snowmelt, and rain channels through Rainy Lake, passes through the dam at International Falls, and is funneled down the Rainy River. The dam gates are wide open to allow as much water as possible to flow out of Rainy Lake, but water levels have continued to rise in recent days. International Falls now has received more than 7.6 inches of rain so far in June, about 5.8 inches above normal and the city's wettest start to June since record-keeping began back in 1895. Governor Mark Dayton has proclaimed the area an emergency site, and the National Guard has been dispatched to help sandbagging. Wisconsin wildlife officials want to dramatically scale back the state's third annual wolf hunt this fall, saying the wolf population is decreasing as planned, and they want to study the effects of last year's harvest. The Department of Natural Resources plans to ask its board next week to limit the total 2014-15 kill to 156 wolves and again issue permits equal to 10 times the quota or 1,560 permits. That's down sharply from last year's 251 animal, 2,510 permit parameters. The DNR could reduce the quota even more, depending on the state's Chippewa tribes. DNR Wildlife Management Bureau Director Tom Haug said the agency wants to back off for several reasons. The first two seasons accomplished the agency's goals of halting the wolf population growth and starting to reduce the animal's numbers. The DNR's board is set to consider the quota at a meeting in Milwaukee on the 25th of June. If that's approved, the state's six Chippewa tribes would then have an opportunity to declare how many wolves tribal hunters want to kill in the ceded territory. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.